Welcome to Analogs, a podcast by the team at Figure 8 Logistics. Each episode, we'll explore the space between things, connecting ideas through the lens of logistics, always in 8 minutes or less. Hi, I'm Alexis Sarmanian, co-founder at Figure 8 Logistics. Today, we're speaking with Scott Landers, Figure 8's other co-founder, about how restaurants can deliver the same hospitality that they serve to guests in-house. Hi, Scott. Welcome.
Hey, Alexa. Great to be here.
So to start, let's explore the space between traditional in-restaurant hospitality and food delivery as we experience it today. How has the shift toward delivery affected how guests experience hospitality and how restaurants design for it?
It's more than just the clicks and the dollars and the screens. That is food delivery, right? It's so often interpreted through a tech lens, right? Like the whole food delivery experience has been co-opted by tech as opposed to restaurants. And as a result, the experience has become very inhospitable for many of the people involved. So the goal in designing a Michelin star delivery experience is to bring hospitality back, not just to the consumer or the guest, but to everybody involved. So there's a gap between the experience that's possible when you go to a restaurant versus the experience that's possible when the restaurant comes to you. So the analogs are that it's kind of the same experience. You're dining at a restaurant or you're dining at home and you're not cooking yourself, right? You want to be served. You want the food cooked for you. You want, you know, the experience provided for you. You know, you want a touch of hospitality. That's really why, well, one of the many reasons you go to a restaurant.
And what does it mean for a restaurant brand to now be delivering to different locations and meeting guests where they are versus having them dine in?
I mean, to start, it's actually more similar than you might realize. I think everything that you can do in a restaurant, you can provide in a delivered experience. I think where that starts to come in is decoupling the food experience from more of like the service or front of house experience. Because when you're in a restaurant, you're always in the restaurant, right? You're always confined by what you can do in a restaurant. You know, you're not in a park. You're not in someone's backyard. So I think that as you start to deliver to a wider range of experiences, still at a restaurant level, you know, it starts to blend, you know, are you catering someone else's event or are you bringing your concept to them and almost popping up the restaurant outside of the restaurant?
Sure. Yes. And that's something we got to experience firsthand with the happy hour boxes we ordered for the team around the holidays this past year. Seymour's restaurant here in New York had put together this delightful package of games and treats and foodstuffs and you know, mixers for drinks. And we were all, as a remote team, able to kind of unbox that surprise and delight experience and play some holiday bingo remotely while kind of sharing in that Seymour's curated experience.
And then along that vein, I think what's always really great is surprise and delight. I mean, there's such an unboxing moment when you get delivery. You know, you get to open the bag and pull out all the things that you just ordered. And even something as simple as a little chocolate or a little gift. And it doesn't have to be in every order. Maybe it's for your VIP or maybe it's just, you know, your guests give out, your staff gives out Timothy today, but remembering surprise and delight can be delivered as well.
How can a restaurant take those traditional forms of hospitality that have kept their guests coming back and then apply them to the same kind of loyalty they're looking to build to their offsite guest experience?
I mean, I think the restaurant is almost able now, or any restaurant really, to refactor what they want to be known for. So before, you had to be known for everything. You had to have a great location. You had to have a great menu. You had to have great front of house service. and a community that was willing to engage with you locally, right? Particularly in a place like New York, where most people are walking maybe 5-10 minutes to go to their local restaurant. Now it enables you to think about, you know, is it the story and the brand that it is that we own, right? Creating a community around a shared set of ideas. Is it actually the food, because we're more chef driven and really want to express a particular cuisine? And you can choose which of those you really want to deliver beyond the restaurant, because you can deliver, you know, food much farther than people are willing to walk to your restaurant or even drive sometimes. You can deliver entire experiences out of the box. So it's not just a birthday party. It's this restaurant's take on a birthday party. So instead of coming to our restaurant to celebrate, where we maybe we sing you a song or have a special birthday cake, you can deliver that whole experience to guests wherever they are.
Have you ordered any delivery recently where your order arrived with some special touch of remote hospitality?
Yes. So it's interesting. I think what's not as appreciated, but is very important in the delivery experience specifically, is the role of the driver, right? We often think, well, you're only interacting with them for 2 seconds, or in the world of contactless delivery, you might not ever see the driver. But even in that brief, you know, 30 seconds or 5 seconds that you're interacting with the driver, they can really make or break the experience. We recently had reordered from a restaurant where, you know, the first time we ordered, there was a leak in the bag, right? There was some issue. One of the lids wasn't tight. And the driver was, you know, very apologetic. You know, he's like, this isn't normal. You know, we'll make sure we take care of it. We ordered from him again, weeks later, same driver shows up and presents us the bag with a big smile. And he's like, no spills this time. And it was just this really great moment. And it was because the restaurant, you know, hired their own driver and was able to start to build that relationship, you know, the same way that you would get to know the host or your favorite waiter, you can get to know your delivery driver.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, adding elements of hospitality can and should be those simple touches that as a guest make you feel taken care of. So thanks so much for joining us, Scott, and talking all things remote hospitality. And thanks everyone for tuning in. To listen to another episode of Analogs, visit figure8.delivery/nowserving.